Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Saturday, October 1st, 2022. Today he is once again reminding us, because we do need to be reminded, of the infinite love in which our Father holds us in every moment. You are divine. We, your individual support teams in the non-physical realms, are with each one of you constantly in every moment, offering you love and comfort if you choose to open yourselves to receive it from us. You are never alone, even when it perhaps feels to you that you are alone or even abandoned. You have all experienced trauma during infancy and childhood, which has often left enormous emotional scars. Those traumas have passed, they are over, but when you revisit them, retelling yourselves your histories, you bring the resultant emotions into the present with almost as much intensity as you felt at the time that they happened. You bring the dead back to life. Mostly, of course, you had to shut them down back then, bury them below the level of your conscious awareness, because it was not safe and far too emotionally painful for you to express them. Now, if you are triggered and unexpected and powerful emotions arise, instead of attempting to either once again shut them down, block them, because you perhaps believe that they are a sign of weakness, inadequacy, or unworthiness, or identify and analyze them, just let yourselves feel them and allow them to flow. This greatly assists you in releasing them, and in releasing and reducing the almost volcanically explosive emotional pressure within yourselves, enormous pressure that you have blocked from your awareness. And then you will find yourselves relaxing. Abdomen, shoulders, throat, and neck. It will feel as though a great weight has been lifted off you. Ah, what a wonderful relief. This is why your daily visits to your holy inner sanctuaries are so important. When you are in that deep inner space, feelings and emotions will arise. Do not shut them down, perhaps irritably, as egoic distractions from your intent to be quiet, at peace. You are in a safe place, alone and undisturbed by others, so let them flow. They need to, and within a few moments they will have passed. Then you can settle back into your quiet space, but probably more deeply and peacefully. You may well now feel as if you would like to rest there forever, and although you cannot do that, you can make that sense of peace with you as you return to your daily human activities. You are God's beloved children, and His wish for you is that you live in peace and joy even while you continue, for a brief moment, to engage fully with the unreal world of form. That is why He is always with you, waiting for you to invite Him into your hearts so that you can access the love that you are as you rest within His eternal presence and release your hold on any totally invalid sense of not being good enough, being too sinful, or being too unworthy of Him. You are eternally, completely, and utterly, in fact infinitely, worthy of the love that is Mother, Father, God, within whom you have your existence without even the briefest instant of being separated from that, your natural state. The love in which God holds you in every moment of your existence is way beyond any attempt to describe it in terms that you, in your human forms, could possibly conceive of. You are one with it in every moment because love is the life force, the infinite power that eternally sustains all of creation. Creation is the ongoing expansion of love as it extends itself in an endless outpouring of itself for the infinite joy of all. Your joy and amazement in the experience of your awakening will further expand the magnificence and glory that is Mother, Father, God. You have no idea of the wonder that awaits you in that most brilliant moment of now. God is infinite love, ever expanding that state. You all know this deep within yourselves because you are one with it. It is that deep inner knowing of which you are almost completely unaware that assists you as you choose to move forwards, even dealing with what in human terms seem like insuperable pain and difficulties. You are moving powerfully and rapidly towards your awakening, so do not allow any doubts that may arise due to the news of worldwide chaos and suffering with which your mainstream media are constantly presenting you to distract you from your holy path forward. As you move forward, the love that you are and which you are expressing and in sharing with all of humanity in every moment is embracing myriad others and providing them with the motivation and energy to let go of distraction and focus on their own awakening. None of you are presently in human form by accident. You all chose to be on Earth at this moment in her evolution to participate in the most glorious event that has ever occurred on planet Earth. You are precisely where you are meant to be, doing and being exactly what you intended and which you continue to intend in this very moment. You are awakening, and you are awakening humanity. The honor and recognition that awaits you is miraculous, phenomenal, and colossal. In fact, it is superhuman because you are all totally beyond being human. You are divine. When you remember that and return from the game of separation to reality, the enormity of the celebrations to welcome your homecoming will bring you once more to your natural state of eternal and unsurpassable bliss. Your loving brother, Jesus.